2 years after his death, the remaining members of The Doors continued as a band without Jim Morrison. But the readers of Rolling Stone on this date, August 30th, 1973, saw the announcement in the magazine that the band had officially called it quits. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Ending the band was a big departure from the original attitude the remaining Doors members, John Densmore, Robbie Krieger, and Ray Manzarek, had initially decided. Just 3 months after Jim Morrison's death, the reconfigured band released Other Voices, with vocals by Krieger and Manzarek. They would put out one more album, Full Circle, in July of 1972. Both albums actually sold fairly well, but neither captured the public's attention. The band's profile had fallen so much that the breakup announcement was just a brief mention in Rolling Stone. They did make an effort to recruit a new lead singer, but after only a few auditions, Ray Manzarek had pulled the plug. But the split wouldn't last forever. In 1978, they reunited in the studio to record backing tracks of Morrison reciting poetry for the platinum album An American Prayer. Various reunions have happened, including their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993 and a 2000 episode of VH1 Storytellers. Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger formed The Doors of the 21st Century in 2002 until legal action by John Densmore forced them to drop the name. Some bands continue on when a key member is no longer a part of the group and others simply cannot, as was the case for The Doors, who officially broke up on this date, August 30th, 1973, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
When the music's over, turn up the
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.